What's up, Cardboard Nation? Welcome back to another episode of GoGTS Live, the Hobbies web show. It's been a long 2 weeks since we've been on the air. It's good to be back. I'm your host, Rob Bertrand. Joining me, as always, Chris Stuber over there. That guy down there, James Gale, running all our tech. Fellas, how are you?
Doing very well, Rob. Yeah, 2 weeks off for me, and I guess a couple weeks away from the show, but everything's going well. Can't complain. James, how about you?
We're doing okay over here. Everything's great. Things are warming up here in Los Angeles, so I can wear shorts.
Was kind of a crap-eating grin on your face. What was that all about, James?
I've been dealing with my dog got Giardia again. And so look it up. I'm not even going to talk about it.
No doubt. Yeah. I thought it was something you got from like cow poop out in the mountain streams.
Yeah, well, they'd call it traveler's diarrhea. But
okay, lovely.
I've already said too much. He has finally recovered, my dog has, and so I can actually sleep through the night. I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and take
that poor back. Little guy's been through a lot.
Yeah, poor little guy. But
there's a movie called The Air Up There. They call it the Wanabe Trots.
Trots.
Yeah, the Wanabe tribe, and it's a pretty good movie if you haven't seen it.
It is. I remember watching it as a kid.
Yeah,
it Kevin Bacon deserves a rewatch, maybe.
Yes, very sneaky good movie.
Mm-hmm. I love stories about missing dogs that get found. I just read one about a dog that went missing from California. 10 months later, found in Minnesota. You were the first person I thought of, James.
That's wild.
Yeah. 10 months later, thankfully, the dog was chipped when he was found. How he got there, nobody knows, but owner and fur baby have been reunited. Then I was watching a video that took place in Kamchatka, of all places. Guy lost his husky, so he and it's very, you know, sparsely populated mountainous. And so he sent up a drone, found the husky hanging out with a group of bears, just kind of playing around and following them around. And so I love those stories.
That's cool.
It's good to be back with you, our audience, and with the boys. So good to be here. Unfortunately, we're going to sandwich one show between another week off next week, unless Chris and James decide they want to crank out a show. I could probably even send one of you guys something to open if you wanted to, Chris.
All right.
We can talk about it.
Yeah.
But if not, yeah, we'll be off next week. I am chaperoning my daughter's high school robotics team at their annual competition. My daughter's a senior. It's kind of the last year.
Cool.
I would ever get to see her do her thing. So I said, she asked me, would you want to? And I'm like, well, only because I love you. Not because I want to get up at 5 a.m. to drive there Thursday. And not because I want to hang out with a bunch of teenagers, but all right.
Beautiful. You're being a good dad. That's a good dad thing. You know, spend some time with the daughter, some kids, you know, it's fun.
Yep. Heatwave 316. She is the first. In fact, she is down at an all access kind of weekend at school at Cedarville University, where she gets to like go to classes tomorrow and check in with a couple offices and professors and all that good stuff. So, it was the first time she took a drive of this length. So that was interesting too, by herself.
It's a journey. It's a nice experience.
Yes. Yes. So she got there safely. Mom and dad were very happy and thankful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We have Chris and I got into a conversation and was based on some previews that we'd saw of some products, and it kind of spurred a poll question that we wanted to share with you. So, Chris, if you would do the honors, please.
Sure. So, as Rob mentioned, we were having a little conversation, and it started with, let's talk about cut signatures. It's a big debate to making trading cards. Most would agree signatures from autograph books, index cards, letters are okay. But what about photographs or other forms of flat memorabilia? And yes, no, and it depends are the responses. And currently, Rob, with 80 votes, there's 2 hours left. So if you haven't chimed in on the vote, go ahead right now to GoGTS Live's X account and make sure you weigh in. Rob, currently 47.5% say yes, 28.8% say no, and then 23.8% say it depends.
Okay. All right.
pretty close.
A lot of people that say it depends.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they don't wear them, but, you know, depends.
Right. So I've been debating all day whether I wanted to pull up the preview that I was referring to. And I don't think we will, because I don't know where this conversation might go, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. So I love the idea of cut signatures, but I am completely anti-cutting up an autographed flat, whether that be a Hall of Fame postcard, a photo, anything like that. When it comes to that, I'd rather you just make a card, have a placeholder facsimile, and allow me to redeem the full-size piece. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. And for me, go ahead.
If you want to make the booklet that there's some sort of theme going on, mm-hmm. and you only have source material for a flat piece of memorabilia, use a facsimile and let me redeem the full size. I think sure. I already said that, but I wanted to reiterate that. Chris, go ahead.
For me, in our conversation earlier, Rob, was about Mickey Mantle. That was kind of how we started with it, because I said to Rob that I would have a hard time cutting up anything about Mickey Mantle, whether it's a bat, a jersey, an autograph. I have a hard time with that, but overall, in the whole cut memorabilia, cut signature stuff, it does depend. It depends to me on who it is, number one. It depends on the condition of the memorabilia, because if the signature is the only thing that really looks good, cut it up. Why not? But if it's Mickey Mantle or one of those iconic players, maybe even like a Babe Ruth type of jersey thing or something like that, I have a hard time with that. But overall, it depends on who the subject is.
Okay. James, have any thoughts on this?
I think I'm in the it depends. Okay. And it kind of I see where you're coming from. Cutting a photo, I guess, why are you cutting it? So that it can be the size of a trading card?
Yeah.
So it can fit on a trading card
and into a right. pack.
Yep.
Then I guess it still depends. I feel like I've seen a cut signature that came from a photo and it
yep.
looked
it was it, on the it, card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Mickey Mantle, and it didn't look the greatest because it was like you kind of had to look at it for a second. Again, it looks better when it's just taken from an autograph book, an index card, or something sure. like that when it's on a white background.
It's cleaner, right?
So I guess I'd say it depends, because I'm sure there are instances where it does look good. And I, in fact, just brought up, I was going to see if like eBay or ComC had anything just so I could get a look at a few. But, I would have to, my vote is for it depends.
For me, growing up, it was always like never cut memorabilia. You know, it's. I remember I had a ticket signed by just a nobody. I forget who it even was, and I thought, maybe I'll get creative and make my own cut card out of this. But someone just said, "Why are you going to cut the memorabilia? You know, what's the point of it? Nah, it's a piece of memorabilia, so I think it should just stay intact."
Okay.
For the most part, yes, I agree.
I think one of the things that's an absolute no, even more of a no for me than cutting flats, is you can't use cut signatures of a living player.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's the only way you can secure their autograph. Right. Yeah, that's a no-go for me.
Yeah. Like, obviously, Mickey Mantle is no longer with us, and then some of the icons who passed away. I guess a lot of the only ways you can get their signature onto a card is if you cut something. But yes. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to cut it? Because are you then – well, obviously, you're damaging the memorabilia, but does it take away from the card as well?
James, you sounded like you were going to interject something.
Is it all right if I bring up and show
an example?
And we just take a look at some. Here we go. Sorry, it's a little, we have so much screen here. I just went into ComC just because it's easy for me. Mm-hmm. And I just typed in cut signature.
Yep.
Okay. And we have a few examples. In fact, this Alec Guinness, Mark Hamill mm-hmm. is... Yeah. Something that is, obviously cut from a photo, or maybe it's two that are stitched together.
Yep.
And it's in this instance, it's I don't know how much I like it.
Well, do you know what's even more interesting about that card, the executive collection?
Yeah.
Back in the day, Leaf would offer a service where they would do that for you. So this person actually either sent in two different photos. See, that I don't understand at all.
The autograph is cut off at the bottom there as well.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's not really fitting into that window. Sure.
But, you know, something like, you know, from this maybe. Who is this? Mark McGuire, Ken Griffey Jr.? Like this was.
That's on paper.
It looks like it's on paper. Yeah,
that's okay.
I can live with that. Yeah. What about down? Well, that's
a Johnny Unitas from a photo.
You know,
why not cut the bottom off? If you're gonna do this, see, this is for me. This is, and it's another executive Leaf cut. If you're gonna do this, print the name. Oh, they can't because it's executive collection. Yeah, they're not going to put any production other than fitting the piece into a trading card.
Right.
But see, had this been a pack issued product, all you got to do is cut Johnny Unitas's name off, center the cut, print his name on the bottom border, and that's that's okay. I still don't like it. I'd rather have the full card.
So that card, yeah, right. So that card is a commemorative Hall of Fame card, obviously, of Johnny Unitas. So you're just basically cutting up that card to fit into that window. And the unfortunate part about it is that it doesn't even fit into the card window.
No. Nope.
So you still have those sides on the side there that are just blank. So, I mean, is it worth it to cut that memorabilia just to fit it into a card? I mean, I don't know.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that I've only seen executive collection pieces done in a horizontal format when that was clearly a vertical card. If they had a vertical design, that thing might have sat in there better. And looked like it was framed cooler. Sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not the way that is. Any other? Do we see any pack issued cards, James?
That's what I'm trying to find. A lot of executive collection here. I think so. This is a trading card that was then encased. So that's not, you wouldn't really call that a cut signature. You know, this is cut from a check.
Check's paper in my
So check is paper, and again, those are. That's something that I think that works, and there's, you know, a Lou Brock check.
Okay,
right there.
Push this one up. The postcard, the Hall of Fame postcard of that person right there. Third row, third column. Yep.
Oh, that's a Hall of Fame card right there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't dig this. Yeah, that's an issue for me.
Yeah.
I'm not digging that either.
I want that Hall of Fame placard instead.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I see what you mean there. Yeah,
it's obviously they needed the autograph, so that's what they did with the card. So
yeah, and so that's the other side of the equation. To be fair, you know, if we put ourselves in the shoes of the manufacturer,
right,
and you've come out with a product and you've got to get to a certain dollar figure, and the checklist is already you've determined is going to have A, B, C, D, and E, how do you get there? And sometimes maybe that's all they can get at the 11th hour. I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I've never worked for a manufacturer. So it's an interesting conversation though, right?
It is. It is. I kind of steer away from it, but I mean, hey, I get it. I understand it, that they would love to have that person's autograph in their set, but I guess they're not for me because I would rather have the memorabilia.
And I would agree with you. So, all right. We will update this later in the program. Again, as Chris mentioned, if you haven't already done so, please go ahead and hit that retweet button and weigh in yourself or repost since we're in the post Twitter era, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was our poll question of the week. It was a very interesting week in hobby related news. So let's dive into this week's hobby happenings without further ado. First, we have an absolute handful, an extra heaping handful of crime news updates from Sports Collectors Daily to get to.
We're not nice.
Nearly a year after it happened, police have finally arrested two suspects in connection with a hobby shop burglary in Alabama. And police say the two men now behind bars could be responsible for other card store burglaries in the region. Big Hit Sports Cards lost tens of thousands of dollars in inventory. To DNA evidence extracted at the scene led police to two men in Iberville Parish, Louisiana. The CBS affiliate in Mobile, Alabama has details, including a chat with the shop owner.
Last April, two suspects stole thousands of dollars worth of trading cards from Big Hit Sports Cards in Spanish Fort. Well, the store owner now has justice after a year-long investigation. WKRG News 5's Whitney Leibold found out how law enforcement cracked this case.
This surveillance video was taken on April 25th, 2023. Two masked suspects broke into Big Hit Sports Cards and left out the back with bags full of cards. Nearly 1 year later, they have been caught.
During the investigation of the burglary and processing the crime scene, we were able to obtain some DNA, possible DNA evidence. We sent off to the Alabama Department of Forensic Science, which is usually takes a good bit of time. We did get the results back in November of a positive match to two different subjects.
Those two subjects are Leon Rowe and Cedric Vondu. They were both arrested in Iberville Parish, Louisiana. We spoke with the owner of the store, Nathan Carraway, who told News 5 he's relieved.
It feels awesome. I'm just super glad. Obviously, I don't think that we're going to get much in the way of any of the stuff that they stole from us back, but it's nice to know that they're going to get some justice.
Now, the owner also says that Vondu and Rose stole over $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards. Spanish Fort police also say Rowe and Vondu are believed to be responsible for other similar crimes around the southeast.
There were actually three in the Panhandle area of Florida and one in Mississippi during about a month of each other.
Carraway also says that since that day, he has increased the security in his store.
We've changed a lot. We've upgraded our security system. We got new security glass on the doors. We've added more cameras, and we also have a nighttime security dog that's in here now.
Spanish Fort police also say Rowe and Vondu will be extradited to the Baldwin County Jail in the next few days, charged with burglary. Reporting in Spanish Fort, Whitney Leibel, WKRG News 5.
It's unfortunate. Eric Wilson, 36, was also arrested by Boardman, Ohio police after reports that he shoplifted from an area Walmart store. According to the report, Wilson filled a shopping cart with hundreds of packs of baseball cards worth $3,400 and walked out of the door without paying.
It's bold.
It's very bold.
Loading up, walk out.
It's proving he isn't in the running for Father of the Year. Reports state a 7-year-old child was with him at the time, so Wilson is facing an endangering children charge in addition to the felony theft. Wilson was also suspected of stealing Pokemon cards from a separate store on February 5th and March 2nd.
Well, the mastermind of several memorabilia thefts has spoken about it for the first time. Rich Miller, writing for SC Daily, said, quote, "For years, it seemed like the thefts of items from sports memorabilia museums had to be connected. The International Boxing Hall of Fame, the Roger Maris Museum, the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center, and more. All were burglarized over a period of several years. The case is seemingly going nowhere as time went on. Finally, last summer, the FBI called a news conference to say arrests had been made. The museum burglaries that resulted in the thefts of decades-old boxing championship belts, Maris's 1960 MVP award and 1961 Hickok belt, as well as Yogi Berra's World Series rings, championship rings, and MV plaques, were indeed all believed to have been carried out by the same crew, a group of friends and relatives from the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. You got any relatives in Scranton?
No Stupor? Scranton. Nope. Just Philadelphia area. You know.
They were also alleged to be responsible for a much older theft of one of Christy Mathewson's New York Giants jerseys. Well, later came the worst news of all, as we had previously reported. Anything that could have been torn apart and melted down for scraps, yes, even Barra's rings, were. They were not just stolen, they'd been destroyed, all for a payday of pennies on the dollar paid out by a precious metals dealer in Manhattan. First order scumbag Thomas Tommy Trotta, sitting in a jail cell on unrelated charges, turned rat on his accomplices in hopes of a reduced sentence. He recently spoke with 60 Minutes. Here's just a teaser clip.
I have a dorky look to me. I don't look like a criminal at all.
60 Minutes has reported on fraudsters, criminals, and hoodlums. But what this minor league thief was able to do surprised even us.
These are Yogi Berra's World Series rings.
A sports story you'll have to see to believe. 60 Minutes Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
You can watch the full segment on CBSNews.com, doing a little bit of search within their site.
I like how he said he has a dorky look to him, like that makes him innocent.
Right?
Everyone looks like a suspect when they have a mugshot. So, there's a new community for vintage collectors. A collector for over 40 years, Matt Feliumly, has developed a new website for fans of vintage cards. CardboardHoundVintage.com features a marketplace, forum, and articles aimed at education and research. Membership to the site is free, but there's a nominal cost to access some of the premium features.
Collect. I don't know.
Yeah, they're getting very creative with these words, Rob.
However they pronounce C-L-L-C-T. Pat, I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah.
The new hobby media company founded by Darren Revelle launched this week. And this is what he had to say about the new company.
Hi, I'm Darren Revelle, and welcome to Collect. So who are we? What are we? And why are we here? Well, we are collectors and we are journalists. And we have built the first 24/7 media brand devoted to this space that gives you unrivaled analysis, access, and storytelling. We will serve as the hobby's megaphone when an amazing item is unearthed, and we will serve as the hobby's watchdog when some wrongdoing needs a microscope. We plan to be your voice from the novice to the veteran collector, and we'll rely on you. Our world is now a dialogue, not a monologue. We expect you to use us to hold others accountable, while also holding us accountable as well. We want to hear about your collections as well as your stories behind your hunting for that piece you absolutely have to have. Our passion for collecting will bleed through everything we do, not only because it is part of our DNA, but because we know that the only way to connect to our audience is to be unapologetically and authentically passionate and enthusiastic. You know, the hobby's changed a lot since I first bought my baseball cards. The internet and eBay made the world smaller, and grading made our world more democratized, and the COVID era seemed to add the most unimaginable boost to it all. But what hasn't changed is the community. We think all of you have been waiting for this, and we can't wait to serve your need. We are extremely proud of what we have built. So welcome to Collect. It is my new home, and I hope it will soon become yours.
Stay tuned for an editorial commentary by yours truly at the end of this segment.
A quick auction note. This pair of 1984 Nike Airship sneakers were worn by Michael Jordan during his rookie season, and bidding is currently open at Robert Edwards Auctions. Here's some more details on this epic item.
Talk about big shoes to fill. These Nike Airship sneakers were worn by Michael Jordan during his historic 1984 rookie season. They are fresh to the hobby and have been consigned by a former Detroit Pistons ball boy who acquired them while working a home game against the Bulls. What makes these sneakers exceedingly special is that MJ only wore Airships for a short time during his rookie season prior to the debut of his legendary Air Jordan 1 on November 17th. Although faint, the signature of his Airness also appears along the outer ankle of each shoe. Our spring auction also features 21 other pairs of game-worn shoes from the former Ball Boys collection, including pairs from other Hall of Fame players, Isaiah Thomas, Dominique Wilkins, Robert Parrish, and Sidney Moncrief. They're all available now through April 21st.
That is one of the earliest pairs of Jordan gamers in existence.
Pretty cool.
In case you weren't in the path of Monday's eclipse, which I was, 100% coverage, very cool.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Family drugged me out of the house.
Oh, of course.
I was glad I went.
Yeah, nice. Did you have the cool glasses and all that too?
No, I'm blind. I'm doing this show blind right now. No, we did. We had the cool glasses, and my wife was even smart enough to buy a photo filter for her phone, and my daughter got an awesome. She got a picture as good as this one.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So in case you weren't in the path of Monday's eclipse or simply had something better to do or didn't care at the time and now regret your decision, Topps has you covered, or at least they did. The company produced a Topps Now card commemorating the celestial occurrence and also produced, this is the cool part, 100 glow-in-the-dark parallels, which would be randomly inserted into orders. Now, it'll be really interesting to see, in particular, what those parallels go for on the secondary market. Unfortunately, the order window closed Tuesday, and in that 24-hour period, the company sold 23,899 copies of the card.
Well,
pretty cool.
You know my theory, Rob. Divide that by 50, and it's not that bad. eBay sets up shop using TCG Player to hide conflict of interest while competing with sellers on the platform. You can obviously see why this headline caught our attention. We first reported on the acquisition of TCG Player by eBay in 2022 as the all-in-one point of sale and inventory platform was eyeing expansion into the sports card market. For most of eBay's almost three decades of existence, the platform has prided itself on its assertion that it does not compete with third-party sellers. But that is no longer true as eBay has quietly set up shop on its own platform under the subsidiary TCG Player brand. eBay acquired TCG Player in October of 2022 in a $295 million deal that has resulted in ongoing labor battles with the first unionized workforce in eBay history. Increased scrutiny of eBay's mergers and acquisitions due to diligence and disclosure practices, and the departure of eBay Chief Accounting Officer Brian Durger last year. Sellers on the TCG Player marketplace have also recently banded together to air concerns about eBay's acquisitions of the company, treatment of unionized workers, alleged retaliation against their selling accounts, and anti-competitive practices in a letter sent to eBay CEO Jamie Lonin, TCG CEO Robert Bigler, and eBay's board of directors.
I didn't mean to give you all the name pronunciations tonight. It just happened to work out that way.
I hope I did well. I'm not sure.
You did very, very, very well. Okay. Very, very. I sound like you owned it, man.
I try.
That's another story we got to have a little decompress about. Sure. We have a major story to file under mergers and acquisitions first, though. PSA parent company Collectors Holdings and eBay have entered into a commercial agreement that sees the two entities swap some substantial assets. Terms of the deal include PSA acquiring the eBay Vault and eBay acquiring Golden Auctions. Mm. It's kind of like a win-win. PSA's acquisition of eBay's Vault means the company will now offer a service. Still not quite sure how this works out, but allows customers to list and sell cards on eBay while a card is still in the grading process. I don't know how you sell something without knowing what the grade is, but I suppose we're going to find out. Anyway, this will drastically decrease the time it takes to sell a card after submitting it to PSA. The fee structure for the service is still TBD.
Is it possible that someone who may be interested in the card and whatever grade that they would like to buy it at, that's what it's going to get graded at eventually? I don't know.
Could.
It ain't gonna work. It won't work with this. In even more crime news, why not? Daniel Glenn Jackson of Farmington Hills, Michigan, was taken into police custody. He left an area Meijer store. Did I say that right?
Meijer
store. Police said that the arrest was made based on charges from thefts at the stores in surrounding cities. A large quantity of stolen trading cards were found in Jackson's car, officials said. Meijer loss prevention. More than $18,000 worth of stolen property was found. Jackson was charged with receiving and concealing stolen property.
You know, I didn't think that Meijer might not be a thing that you guys have in Florida or Philly. So it never even occurred to me. But yeah, I should have dropped the J out of there.
It's a, yeah, just it's like it's Meijer.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was like, oh man, they don't have Meijer where you are.
Nope. We got Winn-Dixie, we got Publix, we got other places like that.
Yeah, we don't have those.
Yeah.
We don't have those. I know both of those, though.
I know James probably has a Trader Joe's. That's probably the biggest one out there.
I love Trader Joe's. Yeah. We had that in Chicago area.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is nice.
Panini announced that they have signed LSU women's basketball standout Angel Reese to an exclusive licensing deal. Her first Panini cards went on sale yesterday via the company's Instant platform ahead of the WNBA draft, which should be pretty entertaining. Three great players that could go anywhere in the top three, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Several months ago, Fanatics had hinted that they would be going into live events business. Today, the hobby found out just what that is going to entail. This coming August, in a three-day event scheduled for August 14th through the 16th, the Javits Center in New York City will host the first Fanatics Fest. But like everything in New York, it will cost you, with a single-day ticket being almost $59 for adults and $35 for kids. Fanatics said that the event is meant to be addictive.
I know. I think they want that, but I don't think they're advertising it that way.
Sure, the card hobby is addictive to the yearly slate of collector's shows rather than a competitive threat.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. My first take was it's San Diego Comic-Con without vendor tables. They've been advertised. They're hyping the stage and everything else. But James has a little bit of a sizzle reel to play.
It's Tom Brady, and I'll see you at Fanatic Fest NYC.
Hey, it's Cerulean Escu, and see you in August.
Cool.
Yep. Alton Insights Q1 Sports Mark. Let's start that one again. Collectibles Market Report is available for free download at altoninsights.com. And while it might not be a rising tide, the seas are starting to look calmer, according to Alton Insights. The report includes a detailed analysis of auctions activity and the types of assets selling best, as well as a deep look at the card market, its subcategory nuances, and performance, along with commentary. Also, find an update on the headline-making game-worn memorabilia market and relevant market trends in each sport. Plus, records, grading population updates, ticket market analysis, and more. And new for this year, or for this quarter rather, and maybe moving forward, find an analysis on something that James has expressed an interest in, the emerging Type 1 photograph market.
Oh, very nice.
And it really, it must be emerging enough that they need to dedicate a section to it.
That's great. It's always fun to have something new come up. Mm-hmm. Sports Collectors Digest recently interviewed the Nationals' new show promoter, Joe Drelick, who said that he expects the 2024 show to be bigger and better than ever. And we are excited and right on target to where we want to be in regards to the overall development of the show. Be sure to check out the full interview on sportscollectorsdigest.com for more details.
And finally, a quick reminder that this Saturday is National Hockey Card Day. So this weekend, go get some free packs of Upper Deck NHL hockey cards. And that's a look at this week's hobby happenings.
If it's free, it's me, Rob. I'm in.
I know you're in. Couple quick things. Collect Media, Darren Revelle's new company. I liked everything he said. And I want Darren to check back with me on that whole keeping the industry accountable thing. Mm-hmm. After his venture capital startup money disappears and he needs to start monetizing and sponsorships and advertising and this, that, and the other thing. We will keep you to your word, Darren. If you're going to be a watchdog for the industry, it even has to be people that you take advertising money from. Because there's no quicker way to lose an audience than to make that claim and then turn around and not in this collector community. Does that make sense? Is that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. And then what was the other thing that I wanted to comment on?
TCG Player, eBay. TCG, oh, yeah. Something I was completely off my radar, so I'm interested to hear more.
Yeah. This kind of jumped up on my radar from an untraditional source that's not really hobby related. It was a website called valueaddedresource.com. Uh-huh. And this woman who wrote this article did a really deep dive and analysis into the issue. But first off, it brings up a lot of questions, including like some of those screenshots showed some Yu-Gi-Oh! Product. Where are they getting the product from? Because that's an interesting question, and that's all I can really say about that. Secondly, you've prided yourself on for years on being the facilitator of the platform. Now you want to be a participant and become a direct competitor of the people that have got you to this point. That's a bad look if that's really, really what's going on. So it's going to be curious and interesting to pay attention to that story. I mean, I have lots, we've had through the years, great relationships with eBay, and I know several people there, but yeah, that was a little disconcerting when I saw that, and certainly something that's pretty interesting given their acquisition of the TCG Player platform a couple of years ago. So I figured since we'd report on it and back in a couple of years ago and it came across my radar, I figured we'd touch base on it.
Well, this week's hobby happenings as a whole, Rob, you know, in addition to all the crime news, there's been a lot of just movers and shakers, whether trade shows or if it's acquisitions or if it's people taking on something different from what they used to do. It just shows you that there's so much going on in the hobby and probably so much more that's going to happen in 2024. So, I mean, it's almost every day, every week that something's happening and people are acquiring. It's different, but I think this is how it's going to go in this hobby.
Yep. I mean, it seems like it's been a quick hot minute since I had a presentation deck for this segment that wasn't at least 25 slides long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means there's a lot going on.
There's a lot. Yeah.
And this week was no different. It was just really interesting. I mean, new media companies, like you said, mergers and acquisitions and Fanatics events. That's some big heavyweights right there, let alone everything else we talked about. James, anything you wanted to weigh in, speculate on, extrapolate, ask questions about? Because there was a lot going on in that segment.
No.
Okay. That's my man.
I'm going to be keeping an eye on Darren Revelle's thing. I think it's interesting. And I mean, I already followed
it. It is interesting.
They posted something interesting.
I'm curious, too. I'm very curious. How many more ways can they spell collect? I mean, I've seen collects. I've seen, you know, I've just seen so many different ways to spell it. It's you know, it's fascinating. It's cool. They all have to copyright it. So I guess you have to come up with something unique. So I don't know.
I will say, if you have an opportunity and haven't done so, go on their X account. They have this animated GIF of their logo, and the whole pitch was collect unlocks whatever they were unlocking, and the two C's turned like a lock, and the T turned into the kind of this key thing. It was pretty. Yeah. It was pretty clever, actually.
It's creative, sure. It's all creative. It's nice. I like to see it.
All right. Enough yapping. You guys ready to look at some product?
That's what people are here for, Rob, but also the pronunciations. Don't sell yourself short. Pronunciations are
fair. Fair enough.
I don't know if we're going to get that tonight, though.
One of my favorite, not necessarily traditional products from the big three, four manufacturers year in and year out is Sage Sport Kings. I was so happy for Chris Stratton and his team when they landed this license. And we've had a really fun look at it over the last couple of years. This is series, volume five right there.
Nice. Yeah.
Volume five. So they've been doing this for a while now. And let's take a look.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Always a nice little product.
Got some subjects on the back here.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, nice Wade Boggs, Billy Sims.
All right.
There's your guy, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Bill Walton, Babe Diedrichson, Bill Walton.
Oh, they got Ricky Williams in this too, huh?
Nice. Dominique. Yeah, so here we go.
Ricky Williams is a card collector.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two hard-signed autographs, one game-worn swatch, three limited edition base cards, and one bonus insert in every box. Bonus card inserts can include a one-of-one grand patch, a one-of-one sketch swatch, auto or redback original base card rendering. A hard signed autograph or auto swatch card or a one of one icon card.
Nice. Yeah. I love the hard signed signatures. Really cool. Oh.
Little Nastia Lukin right off the bat.
Why not?
Oh, I remember this product. I had the toughest time cutting the tape on this thing last year, James. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I was like, my goodness.
You know what? You know what's always fascinating with me? And it would be cool if they maybe did it just in a different way, just so it doesn't like upset or ruin the cards. On the front there, it says Sports Kings gum. Why not add like a little stick of gum in there? Just like a little foil wrap.
Little old school?
Yeah, why not?
I think it's a legal thing. I honestly think Topps still is the only company that is allowed to package bubblegum with trading cards.
Really? Is that true?
I mean, that goes all the way back to the Donruss Fleer lawsuits of 81.
Ah, so yeah. They have the monopoly on the gum.
The gum.
All right.
And I would imagine, even though they don't use gum anymore, I'm still having a problem with this product.
It means it's protected, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Hmm. It just makes me feel stupid. I'm like, Rob, it's a piece of tape.
No, but you're handling delicacies there.
Okay. There we go. Okay, here we go. Nastia Lukin off the bat.
That takes talent, Rob, to do that split.
Oh, my gosh. Gymnasts are amazing. Oh, little wrestler action. EC3, number 25.
Yeah. It's not a bad one.
Ooh, Brittany Bowe, speed skater, number 50.
Nice, yeah.
Beauty. Wow, yeah.
Nice Olympian autograph.
Mm-hmm. Nice signature.
Yep. Real
we got
real
a little
nice.
Signature of Teofilo Stevenson. Teofilo Stevenson.
Oh, very nice.
Ooh,
nice little patch from Chris Wanky, premium football.
He's a good player back in the day.
Yeah, number 25. Nice patch. Ooh, patch auto. Look at Ozzy Smith's beautiful signature.
That's a boom.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
And our other base card, Kirby McCleaving and Torch. What is that? Yeah, Disc Dog.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's a
beauty.
Very, very cool. All right, let's see here. We got all sorts of fun stuff.
Of course. Yeah, very nice.
All right, let's do it. Let's have four winners. Someone will get a random hit from Sport Kings. Very cool.
Very nice.
Very cool indeed.
That was Brittany Rowe, you mentioned?
Fun rep.
B-O-W-E.
Brittany Bowe.
Fun.
I was telling Robin Chris this before the show. We've opened every volume of Sport Kings, and I created a little playlist on YouTube. So if you wanted to watch every volume from 1 to 5, starting tomorrow, you'll be able to on a nice little playlist.
That's awesome. Thanks, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to fit this whole thing on screen. We've got a new volume of Craniacs coming out soon called Series 1. They released with Series 0. And the new promo cards are out. This is a vertical 3-card puzzle piece promo. And I was sent 25 complete puzzles. So over the next few weeks, till they're gone, every winner will also get a 3-puzzle Craniacs
beauty
promo card set.
And also, guys, I didn't say it during the box break, but the pose for the Sport Kings is out on the GoGTS Live X account. So go ahead right now, repost it, and also make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits.
And I saw, it was Fox Bowl 330 said, come on, box 2. Well, I do have a box 2, I knew exactly what I was doing this when we ended up getting a second box of it. We are going to use it for a Twitch subscriber exclusive break.
Oh.
James and I will coordinate and maybe next week will be no good because of the shortened week for me.
Yeah.
We'll do it the week after.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That'll be great.
Let it marinate. Let it marinate a little bit.
Yes,
let it marinate.
Yeah.
Let it marinate. Okay.
Yeah, do a little cooking here, baby.
The cards aren't finalized until the wax, the seal is broken.
That's right.
They're constantly changing inside. one day it's one thing. One day, the next day it's another.
Oh, you have learned well, Grasshopper.
You Miyagi'd him. Nice.
All right. Next up, we have back-to-back products from Panini America. These are both new releases, I think, during our last show. And so we've got them now. Yeah. Elite Extra Edition Baseball. If you guys remember, I say it year in and year out. This was absolutely one of Ivan's favorite products because of its price point and future potential.
Sure.
So let's see what we find with 5 packs, 5 cards per pack. What is that? Eight autos and two memorabilia cards. Two hits per pack. James, go ahead.
I might make a playlist of all of our Elite Extra Edition breaks over the years. Because if you were to go back and watch those, you're going to see
stars that are now in the league.
Right. I think a couple weeks ago, Ivan posted a CJ Abrams we had hit out of there. Nice.
That kid on the cover. That kid on the cover is going to be really good.
Who we got here? What's
his name? Cruz.
Oh, Dylan Cruz.
Yep.
There's his name up there. Anyway. Okay. Put my glasses back on and we'll get ripping. So we're going to do five winners, two hits each.
Yeah.
And it'll be random. It'll be elite one, two, three, four, and five.
Sure. And guys, the post is on the GoGTS Live X account right now for the Elite Extra Edition. Make sure you're following us. Have a chance to win the hits. Shuffle it. Yeah, got to do that.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Oh, yeah. And if we don't pull Dylan Cruz, we have some packs to give away.
Oh, we got backward action here. Yeah, I remember this. Okay, here we go. So we got Brock Wilkin, primary colors. Looks like some sort. Is it a parallel? Yes, it is. Number to 199 for Milwaukee. Prime numbers for Toronto. Landon Marotis. That's numbered to 200. First auto, Kai Busch, Impact Impressions for, it looks like, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yep.
Lefty.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dominican Prospect League. Is that
That's cool.
That's a 199, and we've got Felce Severiano.
You never know with these kids. They can become something.
Absolutely. And that card is numbered. It is numbered to 199.
Beauty.
And we've got a Blake Walters Elite Extra Edition base for the Kansas City Royals.
Nice.
Next pack. Okay. Spellbound Dylan Cruz.
Hey,
that's cool. Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We've got Chase Dolander, status parallel, number two. A little hard to find down there. 499. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spencer Nivens.
All right.
Good one. Prime numbers. Number two. 200.
Yeah.
Oh. Some points. And Jacob Wilson. And that is, looks like another parallel. Possibly. Nope. Base.
Got some nice little number cards in here, almost in every pack. You get a couple of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Primary colors, Chase Davis. Enrique Bradfield Jr. status card.
Yeah, it's got to be numbered.
499 is the numbering. For Baltimore, Max Horvath.
Okay.
Aspirations. I know they have a good farm system.
They have a great farm system.
And hey, die cut.
Yeah. He could be one of the next call-ups. That's numbered only 90.
So Mac is the 11th rated prospect in the Orioles organization.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hidden gems, Jordan Sprinkle.
Yeah, Sprinkle. I like the last name. That's pretty cool.
Cool. Chicago. I like the gems on the side. That's fun. And then it's a refractor, really? Kind of like shines and real nice.
And then another DPL, guy, Daniel Duren. Daniel Duren base card.
Oh, yeah.
Great pack there.
Oh, yeah.
Two autographs. Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Future stars? Future status, Bryce Eldridge. DPL, Walken Noel, aspirations.
He gets on base.
349.
That's a good name, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a name Walken, you know you're getting on base.
Brandon Sproat.
That looks like a Met.
It is a Met.
Yeah, I don't like the Mets.
200. Another two auto pack. Another hidden gems. David McCabe. David McCabe.
Wow.
All right. Atlanta.
Garrett Bauman for Atlanta.
Well, that Brandon Sproat is a 13th ranked prospect in the Mets organization.
Fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
Feels like that points is going to replace a memorabilia card. So yeah. One. Hey, there he is. Guy. Paul yeah. Steens, higher yep. learning.
Dude's a stud.
Yep. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Miles Naylor, aspirations, number two, three.
Is he related to Josh Naylor? I know that there were siblings. Or Bo. Okay, so that was Bo and Josh are the
your
siblings.
Brothers. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Austin Trosser looks like a Yankee
or a pirate, maybe. Oh, like no,
it's New York. York.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't, I don't know, college uni? Austin Trosser.
It's a Yankee.
Yep. Oh, we did pull another DPL, though, so maybe it didn't. I'll go back. Bryce Eldridge. Number to 199, Future yeah. Threads jersey. And Camden Manici. Camden yep. Manici.
Yeah, Eldridge is a good prospect. I heard of Eldridge.
All right,
and so he is the third ranked prospect in the Giants organization. So
that's that Naylor one. Was the third brother. Thanks, C. Jaskowski, collector of things on Twitter. That's nice. Right. We are live on Twitter.
The cool thing, too, is that Josh and Bill are on the same team.
Yes. So, that is fun.
That is neat.
Cleveland. Good Guardians, yep. Yes. What a box. Fun box.
All right.
If you're a prospector, this is a great box.
It's a fun rip. It always is. Again, I'm making that playlist. We'll share it tomorrow. Go through. We've been ripping this back to
so 2015. Unfortunately, it was an auto that the point
was. Was it? Oh.
Yeah.
So we'll still do five winners,
okay.
Two cards, two hits, whatever.
You're going to mix it up. Yep.
Yep. I like that idea, James. I like that idea.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited to see it too. Cause again, I've watched them, gone back and watched them in years. So yeah, this is what it was. Both of them homered in their win. Yesterday, thank you, Fox Bowl 330.
Oh, the Naylor brothers, they
yeah,
did? Yeah, cool.
I remember I saw it come across my feed that they did something.
It's always good to do something, but
yeah, they did something. Awesome. Something newsworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
They did something and it made the news.
All right, last break of the evening. We've got a monster here, Obsidian, with four autographs or memorabilia cards in every box. This is obviously still a 2023 product. Several yeah. 2023 products still to go due to past production delays. So we'll just keep rolling right along, celebrating the 2023 season with Panini.
Don't we have that's right. A draft is coming up in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, baby.
Oh my god.
2 weeks from tonight. Yeah. So in every box you get two autograph cards, two memorabilia cards, one insert or insert parallel, and two base or base parallel cards. And also, guys, the post is on the GoGTS Live X account. Make sure you're following us and have a chance to win and repost it.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Packs all turned wrong.
Two pack box this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a one. Usually it's one, right?
I believe so.
I know when I ripped it in the past, it was.
It is a one pack box.
Oh, it is.
It was just a big old chunker. Okay.
Yeah. Big chunker.
Yeah, Newman would love that.
Okay.
I know the chunky that left these chunkies. Newman.
All right.
Let's see a cool insert.
Oh, look at that. That's madness and gorgeousness right there.
It's appetizing.
Sure.
It's very appetizing.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of meat on that bone, baby. I like it.
All right. Base, beautiful. That etching.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
Sweet cards.
Jared Goff. Rookie, Will Levis.
Numbered, maybe? I see the
possibly.
Green.
It looks green, yeah.
To 25.
Hey, oh, oh. Boom, that's boom. Nice.
Yeah. Rookie quarterback to 25. Real nice. Quarterback pack? Quarterback
why
box?
Not? Yeah, sure.
Orbital insert. Justin Fields, number 265.
Wow.
Bear, regret giving up on that kid.
Yeah.
He's a Steeler now. Yeah.
All right. What do we got left here?
Another quarterback, I hope. Mahomes.
James.
Kirk. Oh, no. Hey.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oversized.
Yep, we'll take that.
Ooh, that feels a little patchy.
Yeah.
Right. It's got the breathe holes in it, too.
Number to 199.
It's probably from the shoulder pad. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you know what?
Could be from a shoulder pad.
I don't know. Oh. This one has some holes, too. Definitely more jersey material. Rookie eruption, Josh Downs. Did we pull an auto of this kid too? Not too.
Yeah, late. A week or two ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's numbered to just 75.
Beauty.
But a dual swatch auto of Trey Tucker. Trey Tucker for the Raiders.
All right.
And that's numbered to 75.
Nice.
And our last card. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Is it a banger?
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Help me with the last name.
Achan.
Achan. Devon Achan. Dual patch. Auto. No doubt about it, patch.
Oh.
Numbered 1 of 6.
Oh.
Is that an 8 or a 6?
I think it's a 6.
Okay.
I can't tell.
It looks like a 6. Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
8.
It's an 8.
8. It's an 8.
What color?
Wow. First one to print. So that's a good
parallel
one.
Parallel to 8. Yes. First one to print. That went to the first state alphabetically? No, because it went to Ohio. So there's no rhyme or reason to the numbers as they're distributed through the 50 states. No.
Yeah, okay. But you know what though, you have a rare gem there because it's probably what a quarter of the country, I guess, maybe owns it.
Eight. All right. Is...
So we won't do this random for this one. We'll do the Will Levis to 25 and the other two, the base card and the insert card to one winner. We'll do to another winner the Amon-Ra St. Brown. Another winner will get the Josh Downs. Another winner the Trey Tucker dual swatch auto. And the last card of the night will be the Devon Achan number 26 dual patch auto.
So we got 5 winners from this box.
Correct.
Wow.
So we got 5 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 is 9. and the five. So we got what, 14 winners tonight?
We got 14 winners tonight. That's right.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
Very cool.
Pretty nice.
Thank you to both Scott Prusha at Panini America and Chris Stratton at Sage Collectibles. Yes, Opa Klingon style, bear with me. Just had to get it in the right light. I know it was number 28. All right.
Everyone's a critic, Rob.
I know it. All right. What are we doing next? Oh, I know. So, as we mentioned earlier in Hobby Happenings, National Hockey Card Day is Saturday, and even this year's NHL rookies are excited about it. Watch this. We'll be back and update that poll question.
McDavid, pretty good guy to pick up.
Got a couple flashy cards here. Clayton Keller, Dougie Hamilton. I got Kaprizov, Dano, Mantha, Hamilton, and Keller.
Yeah, shut down, though, Hamilton.
Yeah. Mark Racky.
Oh, Daryl Sittler, that's good. It's a good card. Wendell, Marty, and Daniel.
Yeah. He's winning.
I got it.
I got Eddie Olczyk here. Great card.
Oh, yeah. This team's beating mine for sure.
I'd say this is the best one out of the package.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good deck. You might be in trouble here.
That's a pretty good one. A lot of points for me right there.
There's a San Jose boy on here. I might have to go with him.
Sub-Zero Marchand. But I got the special card.
Oh, okay.
Mine is cooler.
Oh, okay.
Got the flower. Marc-Andre.
Brad Marchand, fan favorite.
Jeremy Roenick.
That's pretty cool.
I'd say
Peter Forsberg.
You got a good start.
I have Steve Yzerman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think I have the better defense.
Yeah.
Though.
I mean, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, they all are. Kyle Connor.
These guys have a few points.
What's the score?
5 rip me.
I think I win 1-0.
That's my starting lineup right there.
Pretty solid. I don't have a goalie, so.
Lots of goals for me.
Yeah, 5-2. I don't know. Don't like the look of it for the boys. We need Gibson to play on his head for us to have a chance.
The only reason why I would lose would be because I have 1D, so maybe that's the only reason why I would lose.
Oh, bread man, too.
My team's going 82-0.
That's funny.
Good stuff. All right. So back to our discussion, Chris, about cut signatures. Why don't you update the old poll question?
Yeah, I can do that. So, guys, if you're just joining in or didn't hear the poll question earlier, let's talk cut signatures to make trading cards. Most would agree signatures from autograph books, index cards, letters are okay. But what about photographs or other forms of memorabilia? And Rob, 114 votes, so it went up there a little bit more. That's always nice. But if you haven't chimed in, chime in right now because there's 1 hour left. Currently, 49.1% say yes, 29.8% say no, and then 21.1% say, it depends.
All right. Great conversation. And that's what makes a good poll question.
Yeah.
All righty then. So, in addition to Sage Sport Kings Volume 5, which was a new release this year, this week rather, we have just a handful of other ones to tell you about in this week's Hot in the Shop segment. First and foremost, we start off heading to the NBA hardwood with yet another NBA release from Panini America, this time in the form of Origins, which is going to give you an autograph card, an additional auto or memorabilia card, plus 2 parallels and 1 insert in every box. Look for a stunning display of autograph, memorabilia, insert, and parallel content of the league's biggest stars and newest rookies. This year, find new hobby exclusive parallels for Elevation signatures in red, number to 49, and pink, number to 25. Also, those 2 parallels might find a new Neon Stripes parallel, number to 49, or tessellated interesting. And there are hobby exclusive Tiger Eyes SSPs as well, plus the brand new hobby exclusive insert Cosmic Storm. The checklist is up on GoGTS.net, and you can see it now.
2024 Leaf, the Muhammad Ali Legacy Collection trading cards delivers one Muhammad Ali cut signature card, number 23 or less, two Ali fight used or training worn memorabilia cards, and 15 metal or PETG base cards in every box. Collect the greatest of all time with an exciting new release that only Leaf can bring to reality. Collect a dynamic base set printed on metal and, again, PETG. Chase jumbo metal cards or memorabilia cards, I'm sorry. Find multiple swatch memorabilia cards. Find one cut signature card, remarkably numbered to three or less in every box. Extremely limited production run. And the checklist is on GoGTS.net. And also, if you're not aware of this, Muhammad Ali was just inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame during WrestleMania weekend. So that's another cool Ali remembrance with that. But this thing is loaded because look at all this stuff that they have in here. Rob, we were talking about cut signatures, cut memorabilia.
The ones on the sell sheet look great.
They look phenomenal. And that one right there is what we're talking about, just on a plain stock flat memorabilia. And even that Babe Ruth, that almost looks like it's a tissue. Just from the texture of it.
And Cassius Clay, that's a tough one, right? To get, but I don't know what that was, but that's some good stuff.
That's an awesome one. Ali and Jackie Robinson, really, really cool. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Muhammad Ali. And
yeah, some of their booklet pairings from Leaf when it comes to cut signatures are just phenomenal.
They are.
The Ali Legacy Collection. Congrats, really cool. Leaf. All right. 2024 Onyx Vintage Baseball. Interesting product this year, and we'll tell you why. It's because it introduces new configurations. Both are absolutely loaded with top prospects, all-stars, future first-round picks. And this year's MLB roster players include NL Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll, and NL MVP finalist, future Hall of Famer Freddie Freeman. So what's different with the configurations? Well, you have what's called the base series configuration. This is a more traditional product pack out than your standard two auto, two base, which Onyx is famous for.
Yeah.
It's a six box case, 24 packs, five cards per pack, and you're going to get four autographs signed on cards and five parallels in every base series box. That is the version that is releasing next week. This right. week, you can find the Mega Series configuration, which is 10 box or six box case, 10 packs, 10 cards. Every box has 10 autographs signed on card. That's one a pack, and four parallels. Parallels include yellow border, aqua border, number to 150, blues to 99, purple to 35, and silvers numbered to 10. There's a whole bunch of SKU, well, not a whole bunch, but each SKU, like Mega Series, has the Nero parallel numbered to 25 rather. So the checklist is up on GoGTS.net. Look for players like Jackson Churio, Matt Shaw, Ethan Holliday, Rhett Lauder, Sammy Basalo, and many more. Lance Fisher is a great talent scout and prospecting, so he usually puts together a good product. I'm sure he had fun mixing up the configurations this year. And I put in a request for a box. Haven't heard back from him yet, but if we can get one, we'll certainly try.
Sure. 2023 Wildcard Illumination Special Rookie and Insert Edition Football Cards delivers six cards, all numbered to 99 or less, including one comics card in every box. The latest release from Wildcard once again features every card magnetic encased and packaged in color foil wrappers. Find three Dynamite SPs and two Dynamite autograph cards in every case. Really, really cool. Star-studded 25-player checklist includes C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Bijan Robinson, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, and many more. The checklist is on the GoGTS.net website. It's a part of the sell sheet at the bottom of the page. Check it out. really cool product here from Wildcard. They do a great job.
Yeah, it looks good. Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, we have a memorabilia product from TriStar in the form of autographed full-size football helmets. Includes Hall of Famers, NFL draft pick, college stars, current players, football favorites, and more. You're going to get a Hall of Famer, a current player, and a football favorite in every three-box case. Nice. Some of the players for the Hall of Fame roster include John Elway, Dick Butkus, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. Current players include Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, and Joe Burrow. Look for randomly inserted unique helmets, including inscribed, specialty, and collegiate, as well as others. All of these products are in stores or breakers or online retailers this week and are hot in the shop. Get out to your local LCS and check it out.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for Hot in the Shop. And so we're going to introduce a new segment that came at the recommendation of longtime viewer Matt Balsley. As you know, we've launched a place on District that allows you to keep the conversation going even after the show ends. And in addition, GoGTSLive.net is also your home to the viewer marketplace. Periodically, perhaps even weekly, we'll see, we'll take a district dive and showcase an item in particular in the marketplace. But for now, thanks to Matt Balsley for the suggestion, here's a brief tutorial as well as a look at some of Matt's listings.
Hey everybody, I'm here to show you a little bit about GoGTSLive.net, our district community. So if you were to go to GoGTSLive.net, and I'm doing it here in a private browser so that it shows up completely fresh and new to me, this is what you would see if you went there for the first time. There it is. You're familiar with that logo. We've got 38 members. We've got 14 sellers. It's easy to apply. It's easy to join. All you have to do is sign up. You click the sign up button. You give district, us and district, your name. You pick a username, an email, a password. You certify you're 18 years of age or older, and you can sign up. You know what that allows you to do? It allows you to join the show chat here along the side of the district here. We've got some fun GoGTS PC things right here. I posted a Watto card, of course. That's what I've been posting. Levi here is flexing with a nice Barry Sanders, Lion King. Hey, look at that, Roger Federer. And you can react with an emoji there. Look, there's a little goat. There's a little fire. Matt Balsley here with a UFC card. So we've got some really fun people posting in the GoGTSPC chat. We're also talking about the show. I'm in there posting puzzles. So earlier in the week, people could have gone and looked and seen this box and be like, oh, what does that look like? I'm going to guess what we're breaking this week on the show. Ooh, this one's really tough, right? What box are we breaking? Hey, it's nobody guessed there, but oh well. So hopefully more people can come in and join in the future. We've also got Joe Raniak today posting this fun Cato Kalen card that is kind of related to some news of the day. And this is all free to do. You don't have to pay. You don't have to buy or sell anything to be a part of the GoGTS Live community. You just have to do some easy things. Name, username, email, password, 18 years or older. And this is what it looks like when you join. See, you can see my picture up there in the corner. We've got your profile. It'll look like this. It'll say I'm the owner of the tennis district. I'm an admin on GoGTS Live community, and I've joined all of these districts. And the GoGTS Live community has a fun little leaderboard here. Look at that. I'm pretty active in the community, reacting with emojis and posting in the chat. So I'm first. And then we've got our buddy Matthew Balsley, who we're going to feature here in a second. And District Ivan, maybe you heard of him. And then sellers, we've got Ivan in first, I'm in second. And hey, look, it's Rob right there in third, and along with everybody else. Well, GoGTS Live sold some stuff. So that's pretty cool. We're also posting what we're in search of, and that's going to take us to Matthew Balsley right here. He's a big Jake Junis collector. He collects Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Walter Payton, and UFC. He's willing to work trades, and he's got his Twitter on there. So if we were to click through to him, we're going to see his profile. He's an owner of the UFC community, a community that I've already clicked on and joined. And he's got some listings here in different communities. He's a seller in three different communities, and he's a member of five different communities here, along with these other four. So if we take him over to GoGTS Live, we look at all of our listings. Right now, they're sorted by how recently they were posted, but if I wanted to look at just Matthew Balsley's listings, I click on it right here, and he's got this really cool Lubob auto on the Obsidian with an RC. That's a pretty cool card, and so I've liked it already, and if we wanted to work a trade, we could do that very easily, or I could make an offer, or I could buy it right now. And the great thing is that I, and because he posted in search of, he's a Brewers, or Jake Junis, if I had any Jake Junis, Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Walter Payton or UFC, I could go to Balsley and say, hey, I like that Lubob card, let's work a trade. So you can do more than just buy and sell on here. You can trade, you can chat. We have a lot going on, and we'd love it if everybody could come over and join it. We're not getting rid of Twitter, but we love having a place where people can easily interact and discuss collecting.
Hi, James. That was awesome.
That was really good.
That was nice, awesome. And thanks for the suggestion, Matt Balsley. I set up a district called the Sports Book, where I'll list some sports books that I'm selling and be able to talk to people who maybe read the book or want to read the book or, you know, stuff like that. I am on the District for Historic Autographs. And so I've listed some stuff on there, and I'll try to be a little bit more active as well. But if you haven't done so already, why don't you head over to District, join our community, gogtslive.net. And then I know we have a code, right? James, what is our discount code?
Oh, I don't know what mine is. I mean, I don't know what
the GTS code is.
I know I have one, and it's T3N15, which is tennis, but
I think ours is Go GTS Live. I think that's gonna get you $5 off. I should make sure that I pull that up and log in this browser so I can check that out too. We'd love it if you would join. So very cool.
And post your Go GTS PC things. I mean, my buddy Levi here, he posted some pretty great stuff in here. But hey, I've got my, you know, whenever I have a new Watto, I'm gonna post it in there. And thank you, Balsley, for your 2-3 things. And we had here Ivan. There you go. That was from Stars and Stripes. It was from that we had the CGA.
He's a big fan of that product too. Yeah. Yep,
exactly. So we're talking
about... I always wanted to pull an alumni auto, like a Mark Pryor or a Mark McGuire or Cooper. Or that's what I was always. I'm like,
would be a cool one.
Yeah. All right. So while we were doing all that, Chris was working frantically behind the scenes, pulling, what did we say, 14 winners?
14 winners tonight. Not
Holy
bad.
Holy cow. All right.
Yeah. You may have a busy Friday or hopefully Friday for your Rob.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully Friday.
All right, guys. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And again, this is the time of the night that you always look forward to, other than the pronunciations. But if you do win a prize tonight, you have to know how to do it and to claim it. So to claim your prize, you have to email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. And you have to include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and, of course, what you may win this evening. So let's get started with box number 1 of 3 tonight. And that was 2024 Sage Sports Kings Volume 5 Trading Cards. And we have 4 winners from this great box tonight. And I guess we'll start, Rob, with the EC3 memorabilia card. I don't know if anyone remembers EC3, but he does still wrestle. He's just not in WWE anymore. He's in one of the indies.
Isn't he a mixed tag team with Lisa Marie, Tara?
Oh, he could have been. He was big time in TNA wrestling. I'm just not sure if he was with her, but... he was champion there. I remember that. But the winner of the EC3 memorabilia was at Adam O 4000. Congratulations there, Adam O. Next up, Chris Wenke's memorabilia card. Chris Wenke's a sneaky good college player back in the day. Heisman Trophy winner.
Oldest Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Stevens Collectibles, I think you were the one that posted that. Oh. Scroll back through and find
your was really, really good at Florida State. Yep. And the winner is at Jonathan MCLE18. So Jonathan MCLE18. Congratulations. Next up, we have the Brittany Bowe autograph card, and that goes to at IslanderFan1940. Congratulations there, Isle fan. Next up, and lastly, I guess the big boom from this box, awesome card, Ozzie Smith autograph. Really, really cool.
Yeah. It's a
memorabilia autograph card. Nice signature there from the Oz, and that goes to at ChefMSmith04. Congratulations there, Chef. All right, we're going to move over to 2023 Panini Elite Extra Edition Baseball. We had five winners, and Rob is graciously going to mix up all the content that we pulled out. Some really great stuff. So a lot of autos, a lot of parallels. Really, really cool box. Great for prospecting. Winner number one, at LJones5. Winner number two, at FergTM. Winner number three, at Fluke1994. Winner number four is at Meboo22. And winner number five at Steven Sports. Congratulations there, guys. Some really cool stuff from Elite Extra Edition. Moving on over to 2023 Panini Obsidian NFL. And this was a great box. It's always a great rip. And we had five winners from this box. And I guess we'll start with, let's do that. The Will Levis out of 25 plus the base cards that Rob's holding right there.
Cool.
Winner is at Hockey Cards for You. I hope you like football, hockey cards. Next up, we have the Amon St. Brown memorabilia card. And that goes to at CChase313. Congratulations there. Next up, let's do the Josh Downs autographed card next. And that goes to
Jersey.
Jersey card. And that goes to at Outside Insider 5. Congratulations, Outside Insider. Maybe you're an importer. next up, the Trey Tucker dual swatch auto. And that goes to at Fergie_Kim. And last but not least, a pretty cool monster card, number two, just eight. Devon Achaney, and that goes to at CleeFan81. Congratulations there, CleeFan. Guys, claim your prize from this evening. Email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Please include full name, ex-handle, mailing address, and, of course, what you won this evening.
Awesome. Nicely done, sir, as always. Thank you very much. All right, that's going to do it for us here at GoGTS Live, the Hobbies web show. 50-50 chance we'll put it at on a show for next week. But regardless of that, you guys know what to be doing in the meantime. And before I say that, I want to say a very thank you to my co-host Chris Stuber and my other co-host and tech producer James Gale. Thank you guys. All right. So we might see you in a week. We might see you in two, but you will see us again. Have a great weekend, everybody, and always be collecting. Good night.